This is Dakota Datebook for June 13th. What do you first think about when you think about the word macaroni? Many likely think about macaroni and cheese. Others, maybe older, might think of Yankee Doodle riding on a pony who, for some reason, stuck a feather in his cap and called it macaroni. When North Dakota wheat farmers think of macaroni, they think of pasta from semolina flour made from their abundant Durum wheat. The heart of Durum wheat country in the state has been in a 90-mile radius around Devil's Lake, which annually produced about 90% of the U.S. total. The land in this Durum Triangle is higher than the rest of the surrounding farmland, making outdoor temperatures about 5 degrees cooler, perfect for Durum. From Durum wheat kernels comes macaroni, egg noodles, and spaghetti. Back in 1955, Devil's Lake celebrated all things macaroni at its Macaroni Festival, and Monday, June 13th was the final day of the event. The festival featured marching bands and colorful floats in the macaroni parade. There were also kiddie rides and golf and baseball tournaments. Devil's Lake also publicized its big eating contests, one of which involved 11 North Dakota mayors trying to eat an equally measured platter of spaghetti in the fastest time. Enderlin's Dora Smith, the state's only woman mayor, out-ate the other mayors, winning in slightly less than 2 minutes. June 13th was the day of a free spaghetti dinner. The city had brought in the celebrated chef of the Omaha Athletic Club, Ronaldo Sibilia, who cooked up enough spaghetti for 7,000 servings. She stirred up 240 gallons of sauce to cover almost 1.5 million feet of spaghetti. That's almost 260 miles worth of spaghetti. The Macaroni Festival was topped off with a Mrs. Macaroni contest. The winner was Mrs. Janet Eggle of Candu, the wife of a Durum wheat farmer and the mother of 3 sons. Thus ended the 1955 Macaroni Festival. Started in 1950 as Macaroni Day, Devil's Lake continued to host the festival into the decade. As for Mrs. Macaroni, Janet and husband Fred not only worked side by side as farmers, but they also built and operated the Sportsman's Motel and Candu's Durum House Supper Club. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Dr. Steve Hoffbeck, retired MSU Moorhead history professor. I'm Ann Alquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.